Kathy's mother, Naomi, who Kathy, whose dignity personified, brought such kavod to her mother, I would say really to both of her parents. It's hard to believe that it's 11 months, but time has a way of creeping up on us in that fashion. So your mother's neshama should have an aliyah, your parents in general. Again, such a kavod. The sixth mishnah, the fourth perek, continues with the mitzvah. Again, the halacha Moshe Misinai of Arava. Remember, the seventh day, that was like the special day of Arava. They would go around seven times. Zeichel Yericho. Kimaseo b'chol kach, maseo b'Shabbos. The same way it happened on Shabbos. But by Shabbos, we know any malacha that you could do before Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. So they used to cut down the Arava. Sela shayim malachtin osam erev Shabbos. Umanichin osan begigios shel zahav. Joshua liked this very much. So they used to have to cut the aravos, the willows, right, an Arab Shabbos. That means the aravos are going to dry out overnight. So they had a whole program for that, right? They had special, you know, Zekeli Vanveu, Sholzav, they had special. We don't have Sholzav, but they had special golden receptacles that they kept the aravos in to keep them from drying out overnight. Because one night, aravos will go bad overnight, you know, it's... gives me a little bit of chizah. Kedei shalei yichmoshe. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, chario shel dekel hayu mevi'in, v'chovtin oso v'karka b'tira mizbeach, v'oso ayom nikra yom chibar chario. So it's a machokes harishonim, what the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is. He's saying all 7 days, instead of going around with the aravos, you would go around with lulavim. That's one approach in the rishonim. Or if that were the case, he really should have been in the previous mishnah. So there are those who hold. Tosos says this. Tosos says no. He only thinks that the seventh day you should bring the lulavim. And that's based on the pasuk of kapos tamarim. Kapos, we read it, it's written singular, kapas, but we read it as kapos. So that would suggest that there are two mitzvos of lulav. There's the lulav part of the dalaminim, and then there's lulav that you go around the mizbeach, which is a really fascinating idea. Interestingly, just based on that, I was reading recently that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once asked, what about using... branches from a female date tree. There are male date trees and female date trees. So he said he thought, couldn't remember seeing anything on it, but he thought because the language is in the plural, the way that we read it, kapos tamarim, that it should be okay either way because whatever species it comes from. So different Rasha. And then he found that Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Talmud Muvak of the Ramban, actually says the same exact thing. So it gets sod Hashem li reyav. Miyara tinoko shomtin es lulavein v'ochlin es regen. The seventh day of Sukkot, when the mitzvah of lulav is done, so the children used to throw down their lulavim and they used to start eating their esrogim. So the way, again, that many of the Rishonim understand is that they probably shouldn't eat their esrogim because the principle is that, it's hooked to the mitzvah, so that entire day you have to wait till the next day, right, to start eating your esrogim. That's why it says the children did it. There's another approach, which is that no, that mishum simcha, there's nothing that's as much fun as parents stealing lulavim and esrogim from their children. So the way to read the Mishnah is miyad ha-tinokos shomtin es lulaveim. Literally, not miyad right away, but from the hands of the tinokos, you grab the lulav from the kid. And so how are you allowed to eat the esrog? What about the problem of huksel and mikzaso? So the Rishonim explained that since it was only really a din derabanan of the katan having a chinuch, so you're allowed to eat his esrog on the seventh day. That's like a good collector's item. How could you eat an esrog when it was still Sukkot, if it was the esrog of a katan, according to Chama v'chama Rishonim? Halal ve'asimcha shmona. So we know that halal is all 8 days, the 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, and the midst of simcha, the pasuk says, v'hayisa ach sameach, that's the rabos leile yom tabachron. There's such a beautiful drasha. People didn't appreciate the Kahati brings such beautiful drushes. I saw here, you don't see this in the Rambam or in the Bartanur or the Tiferes Yisrael, but he quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon. It's not the Vilna Gaon, didn't write this down, but the tradition was alive in Volozhin. So the Torah Tmima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, writes it down in his Sefer, B'Shem HaGaon, that how do you darshan that? Vayisa Ach Sameach, that because you don't have anymore the lulav and you don't have the sukkah anymore, Midoraisa, right in Eretz Yisrael, so all you have, Ayisa Ach Sameach, the only thing that remains is the Simcha. That's how we darshan L'Rabos Leila Yom Tevachron. Melamed Shechayev Adam B'Halo B'Simcha V'Chod Yom Tevachron Shel Chag K'Shar Kol Yomos HaChag. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. So Gamar Milachol, this is not going to apply in Chutz Laretz, Lo Yater Sukaso, because you're Chayev in Sukkah the whole day, so you're not going to destroy it. Avol Moridus HaKelim Min HaMincha L'Malo, once you get to Mincha Kitana, so you should start bringing the kelim inside, even though that's part of what's Koveya the Shem Sukkah, as we know, especially the Shitas HaRambam, Mivnei Kavod Yom Tavachron Shel Chag. So what you start to, remember, the whole idea was that you bring your nice serving dishes and everything out into the sukkah. So you should start bringing that in, because the regular, it will be a day of chol, presumably, right? You start bringing that in. So there's nothing wrong with doing hachana on Hoshana Rabbah for Shmini Atzeres. So beautiful that you're bringing things in to the house of a kabod of Yom Tov Achron. Now, in Chutzlaretz, you obviously can't do that, because we have a Sveka Diyoma, so we're not taking apart our sukkah, and we're not doing anything, we're not bringing anything in. So the question is, how do we accomplish this? Because then, once it's really Shmini Atzeres, and you're not going to eat in the sukkah by Simchas Torah, but you can't start bringing things in, because you can't do Hachana from one day of Yontif to the next, that's the Shita of Magen Avram. So we in Chutzlaretz lose out on this din entirely. We can't really do this. In terms of demonstrating any hachana. So one of the ways of doing this, the different people have different minhagim here, is the minhag of having the predas hasukkah, you say, k'shem she'achalnu b'sukkah zo, kach nochal b'sukkah sho'oro sh'olav yasan la'asid lavo, right, that we'll sit in the sukkah of lav yasan la'asid lavo. So that would be a way of marking this. Question is, when exactly to do that. So I'm not sure really if there's a consensus on this. I always am makbid to do that in Hoshana Rabbah, because that's the last time that we're really fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. The whole idea of Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, is Mesav Yasvina Bruchelam Mevarchin. It's all midin safek. It's not really midin mitzvah. So I try to do that on Hoshana Rabbah. I try to go out specifically on Hoshana Rabbah to do that. Some people may do it on Shmini Atzeres, which would be a way at least of accomplishing this din of saying goodbye to the sukkah without, again, being mechin miyantif liyantif. Again, Kathy, your mother's neshama should have an aliyah, and everything that you do is really a constant aliyas nishmasa.